Episode 18 of the Digital Marketing Creators Podcast. Today, we're going to talk about how to develop a social media marketing strategy. Stay tuned. Welcome to the Digital Marketing Creators Podcast, where we help creators and entrepreneurs just like you magnify your brand message through digital marketing tips and strategies. And now your host, Andre Vaughn. As a creator or entrepreneur, you have so many things coming your way in terms of online marketing, digital marketing, and it can be so confusing, but we broke it down in this free mini course that we have. It's called the 5-Day Digital Marketing Mini Course, and you can get that at digitalmarketingcreators.com/free-mini-course, or anywhere on that website, you should see something where you can sign up for that free course. And it's not a long course either. It's a real short course. And you know, we didn't want to take up a lot of your time when we put it together, but it kind of guides you through different aspects of digital marketing, and we try to keep it condensed for you. So check that out at digitalmarketingcreators.com/free-mini-course. Are you looking to fine-tune your social media marketing strategy for the year? Of course you are. You wouldn't be listening to this if you wasn't. No, but seriously, to implement a social media marketing strategy, it's not that hard. Everything really is about action, if you want to know the truth about it. You're not going to know everything up front. So, you know, sometimes you can just wing these things and put stuff out there, but I'll be strategic about everything before you just up and quote unquote wing it. There's a few things that I'm going to recommend in terms of, you know, making a social media marketing strategy and, you know, putting together a great guide. I'm going to try to put together a nice guide to lead you in the right direction of having success with your social media marketing strategy. So one of the things I always talk about, setting goals and, you know, having a plan to do these things. You have to know what platforms that you're going to use, what platforms are your, you know, your target audience, you know, what platforms are they on, or what platforms for more experienced people, what platforms have you been building and, you know, engaging with people and things of that nature. But an important thing is to make sure that you have an idea of your brand awareness. The one thing you should want to do is to make sure your community has some sort of engagement. Also, these are some very important things that will lead you in the right direction in terms of a social media marketing strategy. So, of course, you want to get your name out there, and you want to, you know, focus on content that emphasizes, you know, your personality, your values, and, you know, who you are as a content creator, who you are as a brand. You want to be interested, or you should be interested in, you know, growing your brands or growing your brand's audience also. So bringing new followers into the fold means finding new ways to introduce your brand to folks who haven't heard of you before. And so that's why, you know, these deep conversations that you can have with people via social media are important as well. And it's important to, you know, the platforms that you're growing, the social media platforms that you're growing. So make sure you're monitoring and listening to what's going on. And, you know, all in all, we all want to generate leads and sales. So that's going to be the gist for most people on social media and doing social media marketing. That's what you're marketing. You're marketing yourself, your brand, your products, your services. That should always be top of mind. You should be doing things such as, in terms of your community engagement, things such as experimenting with messaging, whether it's in your DMs or whatever, because you're creating these conversations, you're having these conversations. I would say if you're comfortable enough, or if somebody else is comfortable enough, getting on some sort of a Zoom call with maybe one or two of your fans and followers also. you're going to have to do some of these things to see what people want and how they're responding to certain content that you're putting out. Don't be too scared, or don't be too, we're not too big to do those things. So I don't care who you are, how much money you have, or any of that stuff, that doesn't matter. What matters are the people that you are building this community with and their wants and needs and things of that nature. So that's more important than anything. Also, are you using things such as hashtags? Are you using hashtags to boost your community engagement? That's going to be more prevalent on sites such as Twitter and Instagram. Also, maybe even to a degree, you know, some of your short form video areas like TikTok. I did say Instagram, but Instagram Reels and some of the other ones such as Snapchat and YouTube Shorts. Also, so make sure you are implementing hashtags to help boost your community engagement. Have you taken time to research your target audience? You have to remember, different platforms attract different audiences. So I was looking at something on, actually, I'm going to link this into the show notes. It's a great article, Sprout Social, where they say the social media demographics, like these numbers speak directly to which networks your brand should approach and what types of content to publish. So it's basically talking about social media marketing strategy. It says Facebook and YouTube are both prime places for ads, due in part to their high earning user bases. And I've spoken about Facebook, always group Facebook and Instagram together along with Google Search and or Google AdWords and YouTube, because both entities, even though they're owned by each other, Facebook and Instagram and YouTube and Google respectively, they have the same ad platforms. So PPC is not going to be difficult if you're using both of them, but you have to know what you're doing. Also, like I always suggest using on YouTube, using the in-stream ads, and you can utilize things such as Instagram stories for ads. Also, in both of these places, the ad inventory is not as high as the other one, so your price for your ads are going to be a little cheaper. But you want to see what's effective more than anything, instead of what's cheap. You know, we all want to pay cheaper for ads and things like that. But these different platforms, they attract different audiences. They say the top social networks among millennials and Gen Zers are Instagram and YouTube, signaling the strength of bold, eye-popping content that oozes with personality. They also say in this article that women vastly outnumber men on Pinterest, which is noted to boost the highest average order value for social shoppers. LinkedIn's user base is well-educated, making it a hub for in-depth industry-specific content that might be more niche than what you see on Facebook or Twitter. Also, when you when you're trying to develop a social media marketing strategy, you really have to keen in on your metrics and your key performance indicators, also your KPIs. So you have to find out, you know, what's important, things such as, you know, your hashtag performance, how are your hashtags performing, you know, the engagements also, which is the total number of social interactions divided by the number of impressions. Clicks, the number of clicks on your content or account. Are you tracking the clicks per campaigns? Your reach also, the post reach. Here's the thing you have to understand about social media. The newer platforms such as TikTok, as you're listening to this right now, TikTok, when you produce content on TikTok, they're going to show it to more people as much as they possibly can. Now, on the flip side of that, if you put the same post up on Facebook, not very many people are going to see it. See, you have to understand these platforms and how they work. If it's new, or if it's a new feature on a social media platform and you're already on that platform, you might want to implement that into your social media marketing content, because the less inventory that it has, meaning if it's newer, you're going to get more bang for your buck, so to speak, or people are going to see that content more, is what I'm trying to say, as opposed to if it's an older platform and you know, there's a lot of content on that platform, people are not going to see it. They're not going to push it out. They're not going to push the content out as much. So that's why I'm high on short form videos, places such as TikTok, Instagram Reels, Snapchat, YouTube Shorts. So you have to understand how these platforms work, how they work for you, how are they working for your, not even your competitors, because your competitors are probably not even using, how are they working for people that's using them, that's successful on those platforms. At the end of the day, you must create engaging content. So that's no surprise. And you'll hear that a lot. All the way to the point to where people are saying to themselves, what is great content? What is great content? You know, that's neither here nor there in terms of, you know, that's really just common sense. So what is great content? It's gone, you know, the type of content that moves. You know, that's why I always do research on my competitors, or research on people that move the needle. Who's getting all the shares, the likes, and whatever? See what type of content that they're making. This is not about reinventing the wheel. This is just about being you, being yourself, having your personality, adding a twist maybe to what someone else is already doing. It's not copying them. You shouldn't copy anybody. You should do things or create content in your own way, but in your own way, where it was something that was possibly done before, but just with your own twist. Because at the end of the day, people are going to, they're going to vibe with you. They're going to like you. At the end of the day, it all starts with you, especially if it's a personal brand, that is. Also, get in tune with the top trends in social media. One of the things that I'm paying attention to, I'm paying more and more attention to and implementing more and more in my stories on like my Instagram. And you can check that out at, we'll have that in the show notes also, my Instagram. So it's at Andre L. Vaughn, at Andre L. Vaughn. So I know by me mentioning my Instagram is going to force me more and more to put content out on my IG. Stories, daily stories on Instagram. Also, the guides on Instagram, you know, they have a guide feature where you can upload guides. I think you can do them in video form and in text form. Also, short form videos, just like I said, TikTok, Instagram Reels, Snapchat, YouTube Shorts. On TikTok, what I'm seeing on TikTok is producing multiple videos per day, not the same videos. You want to be helpful, you want to be entertaining, educational, all of that stuff, but you also want to have a nice mixture of that. You want to do reply videos. You want to put about 3 to 5 videos out per day on TikTok if you're growing an account. I would say with Instagram Reels, you can just take that, you can take those same videos and upload them to Instagram, not after you upload them to TikTok, but in its native form, upload them to Instagram Reels. Snapchat, same thing. Now, let me get back to Instagram. Not just just Instagram Reels. Use all those other features in Instagram also, like I said before, like the stories, like the carousels, IG video, which you can upload videos more than 1 minute. So if you use all of those different things and you're filling out your description box, you know, your captions and all of that stuff, you know, you're being consistent, your account will grow. And of course, also going on other other like-minded Instagram sites and, you know, commenting and sharing their stuff and all of that stuff. So, you know, engaging on other accounts also. That's how you grow your account on Instagram in a nutshell. Of course, I know I'm missing maybe, a couple of things also, but in a nutshell, that's it. But back to, what I'm seeing with short form video, Snapchat features with Snapchat highlights and all of that stuff. So there's a couple of different areas on Snapchat. YouTube Shorts. With YouTube Shorts, I'm going to try. There's certain things that I can't speak of it right now, but a few things that I'm going to try on Instagram Shorts. But take that same content, your short form videos, and upload them in those areas. TikTok, starting off, you might have to upload a little more. YouTube Shorts, I'm not so sure, because, you know, the YouTube algorithm is a little crazy. So I'm not sure if they love to see multiple videos that same day or if they want to see a video per day starting off on YouTube Shorts. Play around with it and let me know. You guys can always go to our group, our private Facebook group at digitalmarketingcreators.com/group. And I love to hear what you guys are talking about. And if you have any questions or any info on any of this stuff in this episode, hey, that's what we got the group for, especially this short form video stuff. So I'm going to try to keep you guys posted as much as I possibly can on different things that I'm actually doing in terms of social media and building my platforms and so on and so forth. So I have no problem with that. I want to help as many people as I possibly can. And hey, I need help also. You know, I always say I don't know everything. So I love to learn. I love to learn this stuff. So I love to geek out on this stuff. So digitalmarketingcreators.com/group. And I'll upload this article, this Sprout Social article also on digitalmarketingcreators.com/episode 18. So those are the show notes. digitalmarketingcreators.com/episode 18. So keep those things in mind. In terms of social media marketing strategy. So we'll see you in the next episode. It's going to be episode 19. We're going to talk about social media marketing for small businesses. So make sure you tune into that and we'll see you in the next episode. Thank you. Thanks for listening to the Digital Marketing Creators Podcast at www.digitalmarketingcreators.com.